This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sunday, the 24th day of July 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones, back in studio for the live Sunday broadcast. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. Thank you again so much for joining us. We're going to look back on the incredible events of the RNC. We're going to look forward to the unbelievable events already unfolding at the DNC, where we have crew on the ground. They'll be joining us coming up in the last 15 minutes of this hour. Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign and Trump confidant, will be joining us coming up in the second hour to cover the waterfront. And obviously, I have a lot of other news concerning Camp Trump. And even some of this stuff I was told, I was like, you know, not from Roger Stone, my other Trump source. It's even closer to Trump. You could say you couldn't get closer to Trump than this person. I'm sorry. The point is that very interesting developments is all I can tell you. And this source told me I could go ahead and talk about it. But you know what? I'm just not going to. So there's that said. Also had dinner with Nigel Farage of UKIP, who, by the way, told me he's not resigning completely. He's still going to be in the EU Parliament. He's resigning from the head of UKIP to try to give the political class there a chance to do the right thing and not make it about his party getting ahead, but actually about the establishment doing the right thing. And that's what I'd heard he was doing as a major olive branch. He told me that point blank at dinner, and I said, is that off record? He said, absolutely not. He said, I have a bad feeling. I'm going to be back very, very soon. Very, very good man, very, very real, very, very concerned about how they're attacking the UK, England right now, trying to keep them inside. Spent about an hour with him. That was amazing. We got a bunch of interviews as well that we haven't even aired yet. What we're seeing unfold right now is so epic that it just makes my head spin. The good that's happening, the bad that's happening as well. This is going to be a very important broadcast. But I tell you, that is a very enjoyable joke that I have a Trump insider that's not Roger Stone. I'm sorry. It's just funny. It's so ridiculous to watch the dinosaur media falling apart. And they know they're falling apart. And they had a deadness in their eyes. The arrogance has left them. Their aura of invincibility has fallen. And it has been the listeners of this broadcast, Donald Trump, Matt Drudge, and others who have really helped this major breakthrough that I really don't see being reversed. And I'm not an overconfident person. But barring the globalists basically nuking major cities and trying to bring in some type of new dark age, which they might do, I don't see them long-term winning. Now, for those of us alive right now, that doesn't really say much because it's going to get rough. Stone wants to respond to it. I was talking to CJ. He's a really smart guy. So what do you think of the Young Turks thing? If you haven't heard about it, it's one of the most viral stories out there the last few days. I was on Media Row, hundreds and hundreds of media booths, everyone grabbing me, wanting me to come talk to him. But that wasn't just me they wanted to talk to. It was everybody. It was a free-for-all. Ann Coulter crashed one show I was on. I crashed another. Sink of the Young Turks was crashing shows. I mean, this is what was going on. One of their folks was like, hey, come over here, be on our show. I'm like, I'll be back later. So then they're just up there on this little stage, and I go, hey, what's going on? He's all nice at first, but then the guy that I'm pretty sure it's the guy that had divided us up like 20 minutes before, he starts screaming, Alex Jones is taking over. And then Sink goes crazy. And I don't think he was in on this, and just starts screaming and yelling and threatening to physically attack me, and some guy spit in my face. Well, the same guy that I believe it invited us up. Looks like the same guy, but they all have that fake intellectual, dress to them. And CJ said, this is really a diversion from the history that's happening right now. And this, failing, sinking leftist, pro-Islamic, globalist group acting like I needed their show. I mean, it's really just a lesson and a hoax by them. And that YouTube was pulling our videos, the confrontation, so people couldn't see the actual truth. But later they had to reinstate them under pressure.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to be absolutely completely honest with all the listeners and viewers out there. I have never been in a better mood. I've never been happier. I've never been more excited. I don't care about knowing Hollywood people or even rock stars. Once you've had a chance to do it, it really becomes old hat. Even though some of those folks are really interesting, informative, passionate, liberty-loving people, I like them because they're patriots, the people I know, not because they're famous. In fact, being famous to a great extent is a gilded cage. And those that have become famous and haven't lost their soul, you notice they're always trying to move to the countryside somewhere to be left alone and, you know, changing their name and getting a facelift or a nose job so no one recognizes them. But I am so proud of my association with Donald Trump and my association with people like Matt Drudge, because they are true trailblazers. They're innovators that swam against the current and are trying to basically restore our republic and the true renaissance, the free, open society. And I tell you, to know that Donald Trump is real, to know that Donald Trump is informed, to know that Donald Trump is aware of the world government plan and the plan to make us poor under Cloward and Piven and Agenda 21, and to know that he really does want to restore the republic and really turn loose the engine of human innovation is so exciting. Now, there are two rules about Fight Club. Don't talk about Fight Club. And the second rule is don't talk about Fight Club. And this is definitely the real Fight Club. This is what Fight Club wishes it was, okay? And I'm going to just stop right there. People like General Flynn and all these other patriots, I mean, amazing to be absolutely confirmed of what I already knew. They're dialed in. They get the whole program better than I do. And they are ready to fight it. They think America is ready to wake up and take action against the New World Order. And it is just such an exciting time to be alive. I'm going to stop right there. But I'm telling you, we don't have an uphill battle anymore if we just realize that humanity is built to win. Humanity is built to innovate and rise. And that for far too long we've been asleep and let these lillipullies, these little tyrants like Debbie Wasserman Schultz and others, suppress us and control us. Because we're not arrogant. We're not seeking power. We're just seeking success and kinship and honor. Well, we're not going to have all that unless we get these people out of our way. And so there's not some utopia we're offering on the other side, but it's certainly the opposite of what we're under right now, which is total parasitic despotism. We have a cornucopia of news to cover. But let me just tell you all something from the highest levels of the Pentagon, where there are patriots, from the highest levels of the Trump campaign, and from the highest levels of the resistance in this country. This broadcast is the spirit of the resistance. This broadcast is having the effect. My prayers to God Almighty every day are coming true. That's what God promises us in the good book, is that if we take action and do the right thing and continue to persevere for a long time, in the end, God will take us the rest of the way. And that's happening right now. And even if Trump has the election stolen, even if the globalists set a nuke off in a major city, they could do anything to bring in tyranny, it's not going to work. Because by resisting, we win. Even if Trump doesn't get across the finish line, he's moved the ball to the one-yard line. And we got 1,000 downs, folks. If we just take it in our hands, it's amazing. It's amazing. Amazing. What's going on? They want to break our will and take our hope. It's not going to work. All right, let me just read to you some of the headlines. I'm going to come back and cover them. And then we have our crew in Philadelphia covering things. They're going to be popping in. We're going to have Roger Stone joining us to cover all the new developments and so much more we're able to talk about. Just as a microcosm, he's having a violent criminal audit all of a sudden. And they're just claiming he didn't pay taxes, period, and is involved in total tax evasion for 2014, even though he has a copy of the check and the filing and the check and the money deposited, and they say, we don't care, we're basically coming to arrest you. That's what Obama's now doing to him. This just started during the RNC last week. He had to run back to New York and deal with it. And he's not scared, he loves it. He understands this is the animating contest of liberty. But Nixon had 110 names that he was looking at auditing to mess with, and he got basically the beginning of impeachment, had to step down over it, and I say, yeah, good, that's bad. So does Stone, who worked for him. But now they just do it in mass, and they go, well, that's okay. And that's done to intimidate people. It's an act of desperation. Good, have a jury trial. Go in there with his check, and he paid, and they just don't care. They just don't care. It's all about just a bunch of arrogant people bullying around. Now, get ready for this. They're at the DNC. They asked the baseball commission why this is going on. They said, no, we changed the printout because they have the sections at the baseball field where they're having part of the convention. They put a big tent up in Philadelphia. It's on Infowars.com. We're going to write an article about tomorrow. Dim sensor white from red, white, and blue to avoid triggering, because it was a white section, as if anybody would think blue, red, white, as if anybody. So they changed it to a cream section. We're going to play part of that, but the crew's going to be joining us. And if you want to go down that line of censorship, the BBC is now announcing they want to stop using the word terrorist. They don't say Islamic terror already, and now they're going to censor the names. In fact, they've officially done it. This is mainstream news. They're not going to say Ali or Muhammad, even though the latest attacker was called Ali and yelled Allah Akbar. They're going to censor all Islamic names and words from the attacks and then say no ISIS connection. I guess to the big attack, killed 80-something people yesterday, and then there was 80-something a couple weeks ago, and hatchet attacks and 9 dead and all this stuff. And it's like, wow, you guys really are doubling down with this. But Dems have banned the white section at the DNC. Munich teen gunman has no ISIS links, the police say. Even though they've been ordered, German ministers are raped. And then they come out and say a blonde-haired German did it. BBC scrubs Ali from Munich killer's name on TV. I'm sorry. I mean, that's next level BS. This is like Monty Python. It's actually so entertaining if it wasn't so deadly. You know, when your family gets killed. Syrian refugee arrested after killing woman with machete. Reuters in Germany, police say. Just always a Syrian or, you know, Afghan. Of course, there's people that invaded Syria. I love they always say, with this guy that killed the people at the McDonald's, they said he was a German. Of course, he's from Afghanistan. From Iran. I mean, it's just German machete attack. Shocking footage shows Syrian refugee launched. It's like every few hours now. Launching deadly assault in which pregnant woman is hacked to death. Why don't they just call him German? I'm surprised this article even actually got it right. German officials respond to migrant axe attack by calling for mandatory Islam classes. I told you, you'll be indoctrinated so that you don't trigger them. See, we're going to not have the white and red, white, and blue, because that having white triggers you. And now you're triggering the Muslims wearing a miniskirt. Remember the Cologne mayor, the Greenpeace, you know, Green Party lady? She said, don't wear those sexy miniskirts. And they're having to not have open street parties anymore. And during Oktoberfest, which Germans have done for 1,000 years, they can't do that now. They have to be walled off and in buildings because it's causing a triggering. You bring in something incompatible to wreck the liberal society. Having guns, low taxes, freedom's liberal. Banning the color white is the opposite. It's cult-level brainwashing. By the way, we have it. There is no doubt we have a guy that is literally the most brainwashed zombie cult member of Hillary ever. And here's what's crazy. We have hundreds of these coming. This is actually what most of them are like. We didn't just go find a loon. We have, the video's up on InfoWars.com, the ultimate Hillary zombie. Today we interviewed in Philadelphia.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, I could care less about being famous. I could care less about being successful within the globalist system that they already control. I want to create new systems. I want to see individuals turned loose to empower themselves. I want to see humanity free. The feudalist model of globalism is about making you poor, stupid, and controllable, programmable. What America was all about, even though it never even realized, but a tenth of its plans, was about setting up a system where the individual could be turned loose to follow their dreams. And that's what Donald Trump's talking about, bringing back hope. And that's why I get excited about it, because we're changing history. We're having a massive effect. We're bringing back real hope, not the fake hope of Barack Obama. So, we've got all these articles where people named Ali are having their name censored on the news, so you don't even know it was an Islamicist yelling Allah Akbar, killing people. While they're saying it wasn't an Islamic attack that happened in Nice, even though they admit it was. They said San Bernardino wasn't. Fort Hood wasn't. And again, it just shows what these Western governments are doing. And now we've got to have Islamic training in schools to make us accept it so they don't kill us anymore. Meanwhile, Dems censor white from red, white, and blue to avoid triggering color white change because it's racist. InfoWars reporter Joe Biggs discovered that Democrat media party planners excise the white from the red, white and blue sections of the media party in order to not trigger anyone. And don't worry, they've excised. See, the censorship's now so trendy and cool, they've excised the word Ali from a killer or Allah Akbar. Meanwhile, I reported on this in the middle of last week when Roger Ailes stepped down from Fox News as their CEO, that it was a total made-up red herring that had organized for years and ready for the election. And that they were bringing it out in the election to basically allow the control in the final months and have Fox News contributors be so intimidated they wouldn't dare put out any information that might hurt Hillary. And the last straw was when Sean Hannity, about a month ago, had Donald Trump on and allowed him to talk about Bill Clinton and rape, settling rape cases. And because of that, that's the big term that they banned Roger Stone off CNN, MSNBC, and Fox. He's been banned for 6 months. He didn't want to talk about that, but he was basically told. So that's unfolding as well. And now if you think Fox had already gotten bad and lost half its ratings in many demographics because it was becoming so globalist, it's a bellwether of the coup that's happening. And there's a breakdown here. Report, Murdoch's son horrified by potential Trump presidency forced out Roger Ailes. And it lists a bunch of different articles from Slate, Fox, you name it, admitting that, yes, indeed, this is being done right now. This is all pre-planned. The lawsuit set up years ago, ready to bring down Ailes right before the election. And the next will be Matt Drudge and Alex Jones and everybody else. So this is how they do it. And the Roger Ailes thing is completely synthetic. Look at the Clintons settling rape cases, covering it up, all the enabling, all the lying, all of it. But that's okay. But for me, the issue is we have Debbie Wasserman Schultz. First thing, she wouldn't be at the DNC yesterday because of the hacked emails coming out. That they were there. Not the media is mainly focusing on the fact that they said, let's create a narrative that he's a bumbling idiot, he's a moron, he doesn't know how to run things. That's actually true about Bernie Sanders. I mean, it's a fact the guy didn't have a paying job until he was 40. But she said, let's develop that. But deeper in the emails, it's come out in a few news articles, there's thousands of them, deeper in the emails is that they were talking about having the superdelegates just block him and announcing a narrative that it didn't matter if he won, they were still going to win. Remember, they nakedly came out 5-6 months ago and said it doesn't matter if he wins New Hampshire. It doesn't matter all these states he wins. The superdelegates matter. We change the rules. We're the sovereigns. They tried that with the Republicans, but to their credit, it failed. But now, they're going into this convention with Queen Hillary's coronation. Crooked, robbing Hillary, who didn't even win California, but they, quote, met the day before with the AP and CNN, with the big donors and the superdelegates, and they decided what her numbers would be so they could then announce it the next day. The voting didn't even matter. And I can't believe there's not a bigger outrage by this, but I'll say this. Sanders talks about a lot of real problems. Deindustrialization, globalization, corrupt megacorporations being above the law, but that's not capitalism, that's globalism. But the problems he talks about are real. His solutions, look at Venezuela and everywhere else, they don't work. His solutions are what globalists actually want. They just want it done a little bit slower via Hillary. But talking to Hillary supporters, they are the most cultic, dumbed-down, mindless, stupid people we've ever seen. I got to hand it to the Bernie Sanders people on average. They actually make some really good points and are smart. So I'll give them that. But it gets crazier. What else is in these emails? That they organized the anti-Trump demonstrations that were so violent in Chicago and other areas. We knew that was Hillary. It was Roger Stone and others that confirmed it was Hillary. It wasn't people in Bernie Sanders shirts beating up Trump supporters, attacking folks. It was Hillary operatives. That's in the emails as well. That's mainstream news. That they scapegoated the Bernie people so the Democrats would see that and think, wow, beating up innocent folks, we're not for that, or people calling for communism, we're not for that, to make Hillary look less radical. So they played Sanders, just like the globalists always play socialist. They played democratic socialists. There's no such thing. They played him so hard, and they're playing you now unless you wake up and vote for Trump. Here's the bigger question, though. What about election fraud? I mean, you know, if they'll steal the votes in at least 10 states and give it to Hillary Clinton when Sanders, in some cases, was 25 points ahead, 20 points ahead, 14 points ahead, 11 points ahead, 10 points ahead. These are real states. He won by a landslide. If they'll steal the nomination, will they try to steal the election? You bet your bottom buck, buckaroo. Look at these headlines, CNBC. Wasserman steps down ahead of DNC convention after blowback from WikiLeaks saga. Pressure mounts on Wasserman to resign. She did. Top DNC staffer apologizes for email on Sanders' religion. Oh, there's even anti-Semitic crap in there. Leaked emails show DNC officials, I told you they're Democrats, folks, planned anti-Trump protests, and they ran them and did them and had folks dressed up as Sanders. Boom. Daily Caller. Twitter accused of suppressing DNC WikiLeaks story. Oh, think so? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. But when we come back, I've got a bunch of clips I'm going to play. First, Trump taking a line directly from this broadcast. We're going to be Americanism, Americana, not globalism. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Media in hundreds of publications panicked Thursday night when they heard Donald Trump talk about, we're going to promote Americanism, not globalism. That will be our credo, because they couldn't block it. When he gave speeches saying that in other parts of the country and similar things, they would just not cover it. Not Fox, not CNN, not anybody. Of course, the alternative new media that in many cases is bigger than the old dinosaur media, it did. In fact, Buckley just was vacationing with his wife in Europe. He just sent me a photo of the New York Times. I'm going to tweet out during the next break. A photo he took that was the New York Times, a full double-page spread. The T-shirts of the RNC. And there's nothing inflammatory. There's nothing political. There's no Hillary for prison. There's nothing. And they wonder why they have to be owned by the richest man in Mexico and why they're bankrupt. Why they're like a baseball card for some Mexican kingpin. Because they're a fraud. They're a birdcage liner. They're a joke. Their whole mystique is gone. When I was there, they're like, the New York Times wants to do a profile. The New York Times wants to interview you. And I was just like, New York Times, one of them showed up. She's a nice lady and everything. But I was just like, I don't care to talk to you. Just make up whatever you want to make up. You don't want to go to the New York Times? No, I don't want to go play basketball with Kim Jong-un either. I mean, I just blow my brains out before that. I mean, I just, don't you get it? I don't want to be in the establishment. You've wrecked the greatest country on earth. You've bankrupted us. You've run us in the ground. Don't you understand? I don't want to be in your club. I want to trailblaze. I want to bring back liberty. I want to make America and the world great again. And that means exposing you, because once you're exposed, you're gone. It's just so pathetic. They've hired all these nobodies, all these hunchbacked intellectual midget people that just think they're God, and you're not God. Your whole world's coming to an end. Figure that out. But of course, they're scapegoating Wasserman Schultz, another bug-eyed demon, like she was the one trying to steal things from Sanders. But Hillary didn't. She didn't know. She's cut Wasserman Schultz's head off politically. No honor among thieves. They steal it from the voter. They steal it from Sanders. They put that hyperbolic weasel, you know, up there on TV to resign as if everybody's going to go to sleep now because of this. Truly sickening. And they went out. I got to tell you, I don't roll my eyes a lot of what Stone says, because everything he's ever told me turns out to be true. It's when they say he's the biggest liar ever and he's a hatchet man and he's a dirty trickster. Because none of it's true. None of it, from my experience. It's sickeningly accurate, the stuff he comes up with. Sickeningly accurate, the connections he gets us. And he was like, oh, they're all, you know, we have the intel. They're all Sanders people. It's all fake. They're directing it. The Justice Department, Obama and Hillary, are directing the entire protest against Trump. You know, we know through the Chicago PD they were ordered to stand down, on and on. And now it's in the emails. Boom. He's joining us coming up in about 25 minutes. But let me play this short clip of Trump Thursday night and Trump a few weeks before, combined with his Declaration of Independence against the globalists. Here it is.
The era of economic surrender will finally be over.
We will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism.
There you go. And then there's another clip in that intro that I'm going to put in all our intros, and I'm going to hammer forever. Where Trump says, we're going to play it coming up in the next segment, where he says in his speech Thursday night, Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. That is going to be just, you're going to hear that every hour on the show forever. I am going to hammer it because it is so key. Now, let's go ahead and go to another clip here. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Now folks, people have to understand something. When Mark Dice, who does reporting for us, puts out these famous videos that Drudge and everybody else links to, where he goes out, 90% of Californians, white, black, Hispanic, college degrees, you name it, 90%, 9 out of 10 every time. Sometimes it's 10 out of 10, but usually it's 9 out of, you know, sometimes it's 13 out of 14, but it's usually about 9 out of 10. Say, we want to put all gun owners in slave camps and kill them, or we want to take their guns and put them in slave camps, or we want to, you know, make everybody be slaves in a globalist commune. I mean, you know, they don't know what the 4th of July is. They don't know anything. They say, let's make Karl Marx Hillary Clinton's VP. Oh, yes, it's great. If you say Hillary supports making Karl Marx her VP, they're the biggest fake intellectuals. They don't know what planet they're on. They just know they feel powerful. They're with the system, even as it gang rapes them. This is the first person, Rob Dew, today, in Philadelphia at the DNC interview. And by the way, most of the people, this guy's about a 9 or a 10 when it comes to being a zombie moron, but they're all 6s, 7s, or 8s. I mean, this is, and so we're going to put out videos that are just, we don't usually even do this, we'll just put out videos like Mark Dice where it's like 15 people and 12 or 13 of them can't talk, okay? remember the Obama phone lady? He gave us a phone, going to do more. I mean, it's like the white, black, doesn't matter. It's like Muppets. And God bless them, they're human beings, but this is who they are. This is who their operatives are. And he says, well, they stole it from Sanders. I says, that's fine. Whatever the government wants to do. These are soulless husks. Then a Sanders guy comes over. Oh, you got an agenda, InfoWars. We're like, really? We let him talk, and he goes, okay, I guess you don't. Yeah, no, we have an agenda to show what's going on. We wish that 10 out of 10 people were at least as smart as a Sanders supporter. But they're not. We're showing you what's going on. I just fire and forget, folks. I just cover, boom, the facts, what my historical gut is, what we believe to be true. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but let me tell you, compared to dinosaur media, we are the opposite. Let's go ahead and go to part of this clip. Here it is.
Okay, so I'm here with a Hillary supporter. He's got a shirt that says, Yes, Queen 2016. What's your name, sir?
My name is Anthony Novotny from Havertown. I'm a Democratic leader. Greg Vitale sent me down a volunteer with the committee of Democrats for Hillary Rodham Clinton. And I support the Democrats because John F. Kennedy inspired me to become a Democratic leader. I trust Hillary. I trust Hillary for leadership, dedication, honor, trust, dignity, loyal, trustworthy. Hillary's the best. I know when she becomes president, she'll be the best leader in the world. Go Hillary.
All right. Hey, did you see the article about the WikiLeaks documents that came out and said the DNC was trying to throw it for Hillary? They did not want Bernie Sanders to become the nominee for the Democratic Party.
Well, I believe that the Democratic Party, they know what they're doing. Hillary's a good leader. I trust Hillary. Hillary is a good leader. And I know when she becomes president of the United States, she'll be an outstanding leader for our country. I trust her. I trust her for loyalty, leadership, trust, value, friendship, and God and country.
So you think it's okay that they decided to select a candidate instead of letting the people's will decide?
Yes, sir. I do agree with that. That the government should allow Hillary Clinton to become president of the United States.
All right. One last question. What do you think about the emails scandal when the FBI director came out and said she had at least 110 classified emails that she put out on her server?
As far as I'm concerned, she's clear. Hillary Clinton is cleared from all charges.
All right.
She is clear, 100% clear.
What do you think of Bill Clinton?
Awesome. I campaigned with Bill Clinton. I got him elected. I got him certified. I got him elected for president of the United States.
This guy associates his personal power with Clinton.
Best president we've ever had. So was Obama. Obama's totally awesome. We're going to miss
him. That is cult brainwashing.
I'm going to miss him, too.
All right. What do you think the biggest things are in this country that need to be changed?
Things that need to be changed? Basically, to keep everything remain the same. Everything has to be remain the same.
You think everything's good right now?
Yes, sir. Everything is awesome, outstanding.
Collapse, going bankrupt, economy falling apart.
And I agree with Hillary Clinton, 100% pure proof.
All right.
The next president.
Pause it right there. Then we have the next guy come over and accuse us of showing crazies. They just stole the election from Sanders. That's the cult accepting. I mean, we're just showing the facts. We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grimm, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When a country, when a nation, when a people, when a planet start accepting tyranny, the bottom falls out of the floor. It's a bottomless pit. And all that we're seeing is the public start to wake up, not trust the system, and rediscover what made us great. Not globalism, not collectivism. But I tell you, you go out and you see what the Democrats are doing. You see BBC and CNN and others censoring the word Ali with the latest Islamic killer in Germany. Not the latest. I'm sorry, the shooting was Friday. Yesterday was a machete killing by an Afghan of a pregnant woman. I'm sorry. And they at least admitted he was Afghan. But now, Dems censor white from red, white, and blue. You could actually see at the sports stadium where they were having this media event for the DNC in Philadelphia, where they covered it up and changed the color. Because you can't have a white section, a blue section, and a red section. And you think, well, this is overreaching. This is mental illness. You know, they don't want to trigger stuff. That's crazy. You know, ban brown paper bags, mother and father, you know, ban all these terms. No, folks, they want to be able to just ban language whenever they want. They're setting the precedent for that. There's a full video up on Infowars.com actually showing the blueprint of it. In fact, we could probably roll some of that while Joe Biggs is talking so TV viewers can see it. Infowars.com/show. I'm 48 minutes into this broadcast, and I haven't mentioned that we're going to be doing a 20 8-hour broadcast. It used to be 24, but now we've expanded. It's a 28-hour live broadcast. I'll be hosting for at least 10 hours. Special guests, our crew on the ground in Philadelphia, and more. This is going to be a special report while Hillary's being coronated Wednesday through Thursday. A lot of stations, a lot of affiliates, a lot of UHF stations, VHF, cable, TV are picking it up. A lot of our affiliates are. But here's the issue. I normally promote one of these once-a-year events that we usually do at the middle of summer or end of summer, months out. I have been so incredibly busy battling the globalists, launching new projects, and having such amazing success on every front, quite frankly, that I've never even mentioned this now until today. But the video where I promo it and more is at InfoWars.com. We're announcing Operation Sleeping Giant, InfoWars launch special 24-hour broadcast. I started thinking, no, because we go 24 hours from 11 a.m. to the next 11, but then we always do the next 4 hours anyways. So it's really a 28-hour broadcast. And we'll also have some of the biggest sales in our history as part of a fundraiser during that. Special auctions of InfoWars gear and more. So be sure and join us and spread that link to everyone you know, because we're just 3 days out or less now from that being launched. Now joining us is Joe Biggs. They've been there since yesterday. They follow a lot of amazing reports. Joe, when they openly admit, and it's not even a news item, that, oh, we're banning the color white, it might be offensive, that's discriminatory against the color white. But it's like if Scientology did something like that, they'd call it a mega cult. I mean, this is, or if Jim Jones did it, you'd laugh at it. I mean, this is the most cultic freakazoid weirdness I've ever heard. And I can't believe it's not even a big deal, Joe. Or they won't say Ali now or Muhammad when the jihad is killing people. They say they're not Islamic. They yelled Allah Akbar, but they're not Muslims. And by the way, their name's, you know, Tom Jones. I mean, we've now reached that level. What do you think, Joe?
Roger that. Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com in downtown Philadelphia, where tomorrow the DNC will be kicking off. And last night we had this opportunity to go into the DNC media party that happened at the Phillies baseball stadium. And Do, Michael, and Kit and I actually walked up into one of the top decks where it was actually breezy to cool off. And a guy who worked there, he was a union worker, he was a fan, ran over and started telling me about, hey, man, he was like, due to the backlash at the RNC, how there was a red elevator, a white elevator, and a blue elevator, the people were upset about the white elevator, that the DNC wanted to go ahead and squash that before it was a concern, and it's now the, instead of the red, white, and blue sections, it is now the red, Ashburn, and blue sections, because we want to be, we don't want to offend anybody out.
Now, what color is Ashburn?
I have no idea. I may be like a communist with yellow, like, I don't know, a red and yellow mixture.
But, it's just there's a new level of just they're stealing all of our basic rights. We've got video of this for TV viewers. They're stealing all of our rights. And then meanwhile, they're trying to, number one, white people aren't white. I mean, some are, but most of us look like pink geckos, which, quite frankly, I like to be more tan. So I guess I hate my whiteness, but whatever. The point is, I actually like tan people. I like dark people. I'm so racist. Excuse me. I find it very exotic, but that's because I'm a bad person. I mean, Joe, at a certain point, when you and I are out in the sun, we're red. So I guess I got to ban the red, too. And I guess once we die, we turn blue. So I guess we got to ban the whole thing, Joe.
Well, I think what they're going to do to go ahead and squash anyone's feelings from getting hurt at the actual DNC convention, there's going to be a red section, a Triglyph section, where they have a large picture of her with blue hair, and a complete, like, a meme that's moving, a GIF of her shaking her arms, and then a blue section as well. So to help, you know, make everyone a little bit more comfortable.
Let me ask you a question. I know Dude was shocked. He's got a bunch of interviews coming up. He said he found a lot of people as bizarre and cult-like as the guy we played earlier. Have you seen that video where he sounds like a Muppet and saying, I'm glad we stole the election from Bernie Sanders? That's a good thing?
I haven't heard it yet. He was telling me about it. I was actually in another part of the march, and I actually had an opportunity to speak to, like, one of the only very few Hillary supporters that are out here protesting. There's very few, like a handful. You know, there are thousands, like, you know, 10,000 people out here that were Bernie Sanders supporters marching up and down the road. But, you know, I encountered Black Lives Matter today, which is, you know, in Philly, it looks to be about 80% white. And I really got into a conversation and triggered this one white guy to a point to where he looked like Hillary Clinton's seizure going when I called him out on something with some facts.
That's what's crazy, you know, is that we would be in Pittsburgh, and if they saw a Trump shirt, they would actually start going, I mean, they're mental patients. What? Where are these people from, Joe?
Their mother's basements, and most of them are still residing there, and they probably will retire in their mother's basements with those Cheeto-stained fingers and look of defeat and disgust.
What's the overall flavor, though? I mean, how would you describe the spirit of Philadelphia versus that of Pittsburgh? I mean, versus that of Cleveland?
Well, inside of the convention center areas, you're going to have more of the delegates, who've rolled over, and they're more pro-Hillary. Now, in the streets, you're going to have thousands, tens of thousands of these Bernie Sanders people who are hoping that Bernie will maybe pull back that endorsement of Hillary and then hopefully step in some way and take this convention for themselves, because we already know, due to the DNC leaks today, that Debbie Wasserman Schultz will be stepping down at the end of the convention. But she is expected to also be speaking tomorrow to a lot of the delegates for about 3 to 5 minutes. So based on how that goes, I think there's going to be a lot of animosity.
I agree, and that's the $64 trillion question everybody's asking. Will the Sanders people, that are like 90%, I mean, Hillary didn't have any votes. He'd have 50,000, she'd have 500. I mean, literally, she'd have 1,000, he'd have 20,000. It's a total fraud. They admit they stole it. Will these people, like cult members, march into the modern political gas chambers and see our free and open elections murdered in front of everybody's eyes, Joe? I know those reports are coming tonight. What percentage of them said that they'd be going along with this when you talk to them?
Most of the people are pretty angry, but if you look at this press pass, it actually has Debbie Wasserman Schultz's name on it. And instead of like Cleveland, or how we had to have 30 badges, we only get one here. But it's got her name on it, and as you can see, we're going to have to get a black magic marker and take that off.
So are you going to be going in? You're going to be going into the nest. In fact, if you can get in there now, we'll talk to you in like 30 minutes during the Stone interview. I'd love to be inside the nest. Please continue, Joe.
Yeah, there's nothing going on in there right now. There's not going to be anything happening until tomorrow. There was just a couple parties last night. But, you know, we had an opportunity to speak to a lot of the protesters who are hoping that Bernie's going to break away into a third party and hopefully run on his own and do something like that, because they have enough people that are Bernieites that are going to jump up and steal this election from Hillary Clinton. You know, inside this media center that we were at last night, you've got a lot of hardcore Hillary fans that are in there. And I was wearing a pretty provocative T-shirt, the Hitlery T-shirt that we're going to be getting pretty soon. And it was very interesting to see people look at me in disgust and go, why would you wear something like that? What has she ever done? And I'm like, wow, how long do you have? She's done so much. My cab driver today, he's like, all Trump does is lie. All he does is lie about everything. Hillary's the only proven person. I'm like, yeah, she's the only proven criminal. Trump is a wild card. We have nothing on him. That's why the only thing they can ever use is racist, sexist, xenophobic, homophobic, Islamophobic, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, Trump is the one who invited Caitlyn Jenner in and said, you can pee in my bathroom. I don't care. But for some reason, he's against LGBTQ. Whatever it is now.
It's all just part of the incredible brainwashing. Stay there, back in 70 seconds of the second hour for 5 more minutes with Joe Biggs. Then, Roger Stone, the consummate Trump insider, gives us the breakdown of the next level of the fight to restore the Republic and make America great again. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply.
To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with the Jesus.